Health insurance milepost.
Obamacare open enrollment deadline day.
GM's flaws.
Claims that federal regulators knew about the problems and didn't investigate.
UN report on climate.
The potential consequences if we don't do something are pretty grim.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. It's deadline day to sign up for Obamacare. 64-year-old Anna Cordella of Norristown, Pennsylvania is on board.
I stand here today with an insurance card that is my very own for Anna.
But this morning, same as when signups began, the online site is having problems. Our CBS News team coverage begins with White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
It is the wrap-up of the hectic open enrollment. President Obama made an online pitch for his signature law.
No one's invincible. We all get sick or get into accidents. Life happens. But you should never have to worry you'll lose everything to medical bills.
The White House says more than 6 million people have enrolled for coverage under the law, still short of the original 7 million goal.
I'm Barry Bagnato in Glen Burnie, Maryland. With a surge of last-minute enrollments, the health care reform rollout is ending better than it started. But serious hurdles remain. State-by-state performance differs widely. Here in Maryland, sign-up events were scheduled as the deadline approached. At one in this college cafeteria, no one from the state showed up. 20 minutes away, there was a long line.
You can go into room 205. And have a seat and wait in there.
But they were all sent home.
Online it says just come 9 to 4, but she the only person here.
Sharon Blevins appeared calm but admitted she's concerned.
Obama had really good intentions, but I think there were a lot of things he didn't expect to happen that happened.
I'm Bob Foss on Capitol Hill. Republicans are dismissive of the late big surge in signups and remain determined in their opposition to the Affordable Care Act. Speaker John Boehner said today's deadline isn't real anyway, since people who've had trouble signing up are being given more time.
The hell is this, a joke? This is part of a long-term pattern of this administration manipulating the laws for its own convenience.
Polls show, though most Americans aren't affected by the exchanges, they still oppose the law, and Republicans are counting on that to make gains in the November election.
I'm Dave Cohen. Most people we talked to said they already have coverage.
I have insurance through my work.
But a number of people who have no health insurance told us they have not signed up for the Affordable Care Act yet.
Everybody can't afford it.
Others said they just don't think it's fair to force them to buy insurance, and others said they weren't aware of the deadline.
I don't listen to the news.
And then some said they just need more time.
We're getting a better idea of when General Motors and federal regulators were aware of deadly flaws in Cobalts and other cars. Live to CBS's Heather Bosch.
Congressional investigators say back in 2007, federal regulators were told about fatal crashes involving airbags that didn't deploy. But regulators say they didn't have enough evidence to investigate. They came to the same conclusion in 2010. The airbag problems were later linked to faulty ignition switches. Investigators say GM had approved the switches in 2002, even though the parts didn't meet its standards. 3 years later, GM decided improving them would cost too much.
Well, overseas, still nothing yet in the search for Malaysia Airlines Flight 370.
It was a busy day with 10 aircraft along with 11 ships taking part. The ships are now beginning to retrieve objects from the ocean, but so far, says Malaysia's transport minister, no debris has been found from the missing jet.
On Saturday, 5 objects were retrieved. However, none of these objects were related to MH370.
Several orange objects observed yesterday turned out to be fishing equipment. The so-called black box detector is now on its way to the search area. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Kuala Lumpur.
In Washington State, 21 bodies have been identified. 30 are missing in the mudslide. Keith Walker with the State Department of Ecology says search crews have been slowed.
Flammable gases are primarily what we're finding right now. So propane, acetylene, and so we don't want to go into those areas until we've secured them.
CBS's Stephen Kaufman.
I passed this small tent set up by the county sheriff's department, and on the table there were probably 24 pictures. They were covered with mud, certainly family photos recovered from the debris.
A new climate report urges quick action by global policymakers. We're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
The UN's climate panel says the evidence that human activities causing climate change has doubled since its last report. Now it's up to the politicians to prevent the worst-case scenarios from coming true.
We are here to remind world leaders like Barack Obama, Angela Merkel, David Cameron, and many others that this is the time to act, cut emissions, to fight climate change.
Panel member Christian Territa, if strong action isn't taken now, the panel says warming temperatures will affect global food supplies, impact human health, and potentially trigger wars and social breakdown. Steve?
No breakthrough in Paris since Secretary of State Kerry's long meeting yesterday with his Russian counterpart on Crimea.
This principle is clear. No decisions about Ukraine without Ukraine.
Russia's prime minister in Crimea vows new economic development there. On the Korean Peninsula, the North and South have exchanged artillery shell fire, reporter Jason Strother in Seoul via Skype.
Residents on Yongpyeong Island, which was bombed by North Korea back in 2010, were evacuated into bomb shelters. All of their rounds landed in the waters of the Yellow Sea.
Here at home, a protest over recent police shootings in Albuquerque, New Mexico, got out of hand. KRQE-TV's Cole Miller.
We saw some tear gas canisters fly. That tear gas then began spreading across the crowd. Shortly after that, a couple of officers in riot uniforms began storming the crowd. They put them on the ground. They were handcuffing them.
The opening of the Major League Baseball season heralds the dawn of a new era of instant replay in the game. Here's CBS's Peter King.
The goal of expanded replay? To greatly reduce the amount of incorrect calls that adversely affect the outcome of the games.
Atlanta Braves president John Schuerholz chaired the group that came up with the rules. Spring training dry runs included this Red Sox-Pirates game.
Here comes Clint Hurdle, and we will see if he's going to challenge this.
Pittsburgh Pirates manager likes it.
The more you use it, the more your comfort zone is going to pick up.
New York Mets bench coach Bob Guerin has been studying the rules.
Made a beautiful color laminate copy so I could have it in my folder and won't get beat down over a 162-game schedule.
Guerin and others say replay won't always be definitive and will likely be the proverbial work in progress. Peter King, CBS News, Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Kentucky stunned Michigan, and UConn held off Michigan State to advance to college basketball's Final Four to join Florida and Wisconsin next weekend. Secretary of State Kerry's headed for the Middle East in the next round of peace talks. A former key player in the Mideast equations now in the midst of a court battle.
Former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert has been convicted of bribery. The court ruled that Olmert took bribes for a real estate project when he served previously as mayor of Jerusalem. Later, the corruption allegations forced Olmert to step down as prime minister in 2008. He could face time in prison. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
An international court has ruled Japan's whaling program in the Antarctic has got to be stopped. The court says it serves no scientific purpose. Environmentalists say Japan's evading commercial whaling limits. Off California's central coast, a 43-year-old man is missing after a Sunday baptism ceremony in the Pacific. Two others were swept away, too, but made it back to shore. That's the World News Roundup for Monday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.